present Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in
The Gathering of the Clan.
Father, are you sure this is the right platform for the Glasgow train?
Yes, Pat, and I just can't wait to get on it.
Why, do they sell beer on it?
That'll do, Jimmy. Oh, Father, did you turn the water off?
I told Jimmy to do it. Jimmy, did you turn off the stopcock?
Yes, cock.
Listen, what about the electricity?
Look, I turned the meter off, I bolted the back door and checked all the windows. Now stop worrying.
Well, I only want to be sure that everything's all right. That's why I asked you if this is the right platform.
Aye, Pat, it is. Platform one. Now stop panicking, will you?
Would you like a piece of chocolate, Grandad?
What? Oh, well, I wouldn't mind.
Well, give me a tanner and I'll go and find a machine.
Somebody'll have to go and find Susan and Alfie in a minute. Where are they?
Oh, here they are.
Oh, here you are, Mother. Newspapers, a couple of thrillers and a science fiction story.
Listen, I brought these comics. Hey, Mr. Sinclair, are you sure this is the right platform?
I'll clout somebody with a milk churn in a minute.
What's up, Jimmy? I only asked him if it was the right platform.
Well, perhaps he didn't hear you. Ask him again.
Right-o. Get Mr. Sinclair, is it the right platform?
Look, Alfie, for the last time, this is the platform for the 10:15 to Glasgow. Platform one. I've told Pat. I've told Jimmy. Now I'm telling you.
Attention, please. Attention, please. The 10:15 to Glasgow has now arrived on platform five.
Grandad, you forgot to tell the driver.
Oh, no. Well, come on then. Let's get over there.
Right, everybody. Lift that box, tote that case, up the steps and over the bridge, and the last one there's a sissy.
Oh, Jimmy, stop trying to swing on that luggage rack. Who do you think you are?
I'm Jimmy McTazen, the Scottish jungle man. Oh, your kin.
Sit down and be quiet.
Well, I've nothing to do now I've read me comics. I'll bet me granddad will be a long time in that dining car.
Why, well, that is only gone for a cup of coffee.
Yes, and half a dozen whiskies to take the taste away.
Don't be silly and just be quiet.
Well, I've got nothing to do. I can't even pull faces at Aunt Susan and Alfie. Where have they gone?
Well, they're having a quiet smoke at the end of the corridor.
Give over, they'll be smooching in the...
Jimmy!
In the guards van.
Very funny. Now just be still for a minute.
Right, Mum. Hey, Mum, is great-uncle Angus coming to the station at Glasgow to meet us?
No, I arranged with Aunt Flora that we'll make our own way to the house.
Pardon me, but I understand there's a spare seat in here.
Huh? Oh, yes, that one over there.
Oh, thank you very much. Yes, the young couple in the corridor just told me about it. Yes, I was in another compartment, you see, but I couldn't stand the noise. A woman with the baby had held the place down. I can't stand babies and they cry.
Jimmy.
Well, we don't want him in here, Mum. Why can't he go and sit with the driver?
Oh, well, let's have a sec on the wreck. Now for a little quiet sit down.
Hang on.
What's the matter?
Oh, you nearly sat on me lollipop. Ah, got it. Do you want a soak?
No, thank you. I just want to sit down quietly here and have a little tiny bit of peace.
We're going to Glasgow for the, hoggy money.
Hog money.
Oh, really? Yes, that's very interesting, very interesting, yes, yes.
Yeah, and I'm going to a circus and the Rangers and Celtic match. I mustn't miss that. It'll be better than Everton.
Oh? Why is that, then?
Well, in Scotland, they throw pint bottles.
Yes, most amusing.
Jimmy, stop annoying the gentleman. Just find something to do.
All right. Hey, I know what I'll do. I'll find that nerve spot in my leg where it jumps up when you hit it with your hand. Hey, watch, Mum.
Jimmy.
Look, I hit myself just below my knee like this.
Yes. Oh, my leg! Oh, you've kicked my leg.
Sorry, mister. Here, I'll rub it better.
Yeah, keep your hands off me. You boy,
Jimmy,
you.
Jimmy, will you stop it?
Well, I'm only trying to make him better. Mister, have a drink of me lemon squash.
No, thank you.
Oh, go on, you'll like it. Here you are.
Oh, get away from me. I don't want to drink your silly lemon. Oh! Ah! Oh, now, look what you've done. lemon squash all down the front of his shirt.
Sorry, mister. The train lurched. Hey, take your shirt off and we'll wring it out.
Jimmy, out you go in the corridor.
Angus, my dear, what is the time now?
It's time that brother of mine and his family were here. And stop pacing up and down the room, woman. You're wearing out the carpet.
But I'm worried, Angus. They should have been here an hour ago.
Well, if I know my brother Peter, they've probably stopped in some low public house on the way here.
I'm glad we invited Susan's boyfriend, Alfie Hall. Angus, you remember him last New Year's Eve?
How could I forget? It's bad enough having another Sassenach coming into the family without it having to be an addle, pated, numbskull like him.
Now, Angus, you're getting into one of your moods. It's Hogmanay, and we've got guests arriving. Can you now be a bit sociable for once?
Of course I can, woman. The way you talk, you'd think I was a miserable old Scrooge. And don't keep poking the fire. The coal burns quick enough as it is.
I think they're here, Angus. Somebody knocked on the door.
I'm not deaf, woman. Come on, let's welcome our guests. Oh, hey, wait a minute.
What are you doing, Angus?
I'm hiding the whiskey before Peter comes in. Now, come along, woman, come along.
There you are, Angus. Compliments of the season to you.
Same to you. You're late. Where have you been?
We've been stuck in the train for over 6 hours. It was nearly an hour late.
Angus, will you no invite them in? It is cold.
I'm just going to ask one woman. Come in, all of you. Come in.
Thank you, Angus. Come on in, Pat, Susan, Alfie.
Come in, Jimmy. Oh, how are you, Aunt Flora?
Oh, I'm fine, Pat. Oh, Susan, there you are.
Hello, Aunt Flora. Thank you for inviting Alfie.
Oh, we're delighted to have him. And how are you, Alfie?
Oh, I'm fine, Mrs. Auntie. Get ready. And Auntie Sinclair. No, it's very nice of you to have him, but it was a surprise for my parents when they found out. When I told my dad I was off to the station to get a ticket for Scotland, do you know what he said?
Book a single ticket.
That's right, book a single
ticket. That'll do, Jimmy. Flora, I hope you've managed to work out where we're all going to sleep.
Well, we have discussed that, haven't we, Angus?
Aye. We have got 3 double bedrooms among the 7 of us, so my wife's going to sleep down here on the couch.
Oh, no, Flora, no, we can't agree to that.
Oh, now I'll be all right. It'll be handy being downstairs. I'll be near the kitchen for making the meals.
Now, about the other 6 of us, Pat will obviously share with Susan. The problem is the boy.
I thought it would be.
Jimmy, how do you mean, Uncle Angus?
Well, is he going to share with me? With Peter or with Mr. Hall here?
Well, I don't want to share with me granddad, not on New Year's Eve. I shared with him last year. What a caper. He kept trying to get his pajama buttons on over his head.
Well, look, you can share with me, Jimmy.
Oh, I don't know, Alfie. I mean, it's no joke sharing a room with somebody who plays the mouth organ in bed.
I don't play a mouth organ in bed.
No, but I do.
That'll do, Jimmy. It's very nice of you, Alfie. He can share with you. That's settled.
Oh, good. Well, come along and I'll show you all to your rooms. Then we'll sit down for a nice cozy wee chat.
Hi, Angus. And I'm looking forward to meeting all my old pals again. Joke McTavish, for instance. Bet he gets a surprise when he sees me.
Aye, well, he passed away 3 months ago.
Oh, I see.
He was his own worst enemy, you know. Never looked after himself at all. Take it from me, you young ones want to look after your health. Well, you've still got it.
Well, we keep fit, don't we, Susan?
What? Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah, dancing, skating, hiking.
Necking,
I'll bump you.
Shut up, you. Uncle Angus, I think I'll go and help Mum and Aunt Flora in the kitchen.
No, my girl. You stay here and talk to me. It doesn't need 3 women to make it better. Supper.
Supper? But it's not 9 o'clock yet.
That's the rule in this house, my boy. Supper at 9 and bed by 9:30.
9:30? My granddad's only getting his 2nd pint in then.
time to get up, you two sleepyheads.
What's that?
What's wrong?
Up you get, out to bed. Come along now.
Is the house on fire?
Don't be daft. It's time to get up.
What time is it?
Nearly 7 o'clock. Come on now. The early bird catches the worm.
It's still dark. The blooming bird couldn't see the worm. I don't want to worm. I'm trying to give him up. Good night.
Now, come along. I don't know what's wrong with you youngsters of today. When I was your age on the farm, I was up at 5 o'clock every morning to get the milk from the cows.
Well, we get up at 8 and get ours from the milkman.
Oh, very funny. Now, are you getting up, or shall I tip you out?
No, Uncle, we're getting up. Ah. Go on, Alfie, into the bathroom.
Yeah? You're right, yeah. Oh, dear. I'll give you
a shout
when I finish.
Yeah, but take your time. Don't forget it's New Year's Eve.
Well, what about it?
Well, every New Year's Eve, you have a bath.
Okay. Right, Jimmy. Now, don't give along. I'll wait downstairs and put the kettle on.
Right, Uncle. Plenty of sugar in mine.
We'll have a nice hot cup of tea before I go out.
Go out? Where?
For a walk round the park. I always have a brisk couple of miles before my breakfast. Tones up the liver.
Well, you have the liver, I'll have bacon and egg in bed.
You'll be downstairs in 5 minutes or I'll know the reason why.
I'll tell you the reason why. I'll be asleep. Why don't you have a quick trot up Ben Nevis and see if you can come down in 2 jumps? I'm sorry, Uncle Angus. I didn't mean...
You what, Jim?
Oh, Alfie, you dope. I thought it was the old haggis batter back again.
Who? Oh?
The keep fit expert, Uncle Angus. It's nearly 5 o'clock. Time to get up and wake the rooster.
Yeah, I'll bet he won't be calling us in the morning after the mahogany. New Year's Eve.
No, they'll probably be knocking back the whiskies at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Come on, Angus, get it down you. It'll do you good. Get it down you, it'll do you good. Then 2 hours later it'll be, come on, Angus, get it up and you'll feel better.
Well, you better get up.
Remind me to set that little alarm clock of yours tonight. For once, I'm glad I'm not old enough to drink. I must wish my Uncle Angus a happy Hogmanay tomorrow morning, around about milking time.
Jimmy, what are you doing?
Getting up. It's time to wish Uncle Angus a happy Hogmanay.
Well, what time is it?
Nearly 7 o'clock. I don't know what's wrong with the old men of today. When I was 65, I was up at 3 a.m. milking the pigs.
Get away. Who drinks pig's milk?
Little pigs. Are you coming to do a Billy Cotton with me?
I am not. Your Uncle Angus might give me a violent fling through the window.
All right, but I'll leave the door open so you can hear me shouting.
I hear you shouting for mercy when he clouts you.
Wish I could play the bagpipes. Wakey, wakey, up you get, Uncle Angus, come on. It's a hap, hap, happy Hogmanay.
What? What are you yelling? Oh, my head. Oh.
Grandad, where's Uncle Angus? Hasn't he got home yet?
Oh, the lunatic is up and out. He woke me at 6 o'clock this morning to see if I wanted to go for a walk.
Oh, no, the blooming daft old...
Will you get out of my... Oh, my head.
What's wrong, Grandad? Aren't you feeling well this morning? Do you think it's something you've eaten? Like a cork?
Jimmy, I'm in no mood for your jokes this morning.
That's funny. You were happy enough last night. I heard you. I'll take the high road and you take the low road. Then somebody fell down the stairs.
Jimmy, will you please keep quiet?
Good morning, Jimmy. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Aunt Flora.
Dear.
Oh, dear, we're feeling a wee bit under the weather this morning, aren't we?
Aunt Flora, don't tell me you were tacking the high road as well.
Jimmy, will you go and crack your joke somewhere else and do it quietly?
Come down and I'll make you some porridge.
Right, Auntie. Grandad, are you ready for breakfast?
No, thank you.
How about your favourite breakfast, Grandad? Bacon and flapjacks with maple syrup.
No!
He used to eat that in Canada, Auntie. He likes the bacon with lots of fat on, don't you, Grandad?
How will you get out? Oh, dear me.
Now we're going, Peter. Come along, Jimmy, and keep quiet. I'll bring you a cup of tea, Peter, and you can rest till we get back from the kirk.
Kirk? The church? It's not Sunday.
No, but Uncle Angus always insists on us going to the kirk on the first day of the year. He says it should be spent as a quiet, religious day.
You mean I'll have to take my hymn book to the circus?
Circus? Oh, Uncle Angus won't like that.
Well, it's lucky he's not going, isn't it?
Jimmy, don't be impertinent.
Oh, that's all right, Peter. The trouble is, Jimmy, a kinsman of ours is coming to see you.
A what?
My cousin's son, Malcolm MacDonald. He wanted to see you all.
Well, when I get home, I'll send him a photo.
That's enough, Jimmy. You'll do as you're told. You'll stay here today and meet Malcolm.
But, Grandad, you said...
You can tell him some of your funny jokes. Now clear off and be quiet.
All right, spoil me fun. See if I care.
Now, come here, son.
Get off me, trying to get round me.
Oh, will you get out?
Where are you going?
Yeah, but down to the shops to buy a present for me, Mum and Dad. It's something they've always wanted.
You mean a son?
Yes, it's a... No, for me. No, it's an electric blanket.
Oh, wait a minute. You can't go and leave our Susan alone in that front room with Malcolm.
Why not?
You heard what Uncle Angus said. Malcolm is a fine, strong lad with 100 acres, 50 coos, 70 pigs, and no wife. And he looks daft enough to ask our Susan to marry him.
Yeah, don't be silly. Hey, not so much that he's daft enough. I want to marry Susan as well.
That's what I mean. The brother's dim.
Oh, sure. Yeah, anyway, I talked to him for half an hour and he had opened his mouth.
He was waiting for you to breathe. Anyway, I'll go and keep an eye on him. Although why he'd want our Susan when he's already got 70 pigs, I don't know.
One of these days I will thump you.
Hello again, Malcolm. Has Susan been making you laugh?
No.
You're the one with the funny jokes, brother.
Yes, but you've got the funny face.
Oh, keep quiet. I'm talking to Malcolm.
Oh, sorry if I interrupted your little chat. Who do you carry home, Sister Dell?
Is it nice living on a farm, Malcolm?
Oh, aye.
Do you get into Glasgow very often?
Oh, no.
I suppose you watch television a lot, being out in the...
Oh, no. I have no asset.
Oh, I see. Well, what do you do for entertainment?
He watches the grass grow.
Jimmy.
I was saving for a television, but I bought a milking machine.
Well, that might be funnier than the telly. It'll tickle the cows anyway. Malcolm, are you sitting on your sporran?
Oh, that was very funny. Watching the grass grow for entertainment.
Oh, we've got a right Mac Twit here.
I won't tell you again. Yes, it must be very nice living on a farm, Malcolm.
Oh, aye.
You've done that one, Susan. Now, you say, do you get into Glasgow very often? Oh, no.
I'd like you to come to my farm, Miss Clitheroe.
Well, now, Malcolm, there's no need to call me Miss Clitheroe.
No, call her what everybody else calls her.
Oh, Susan.
No, fish face.
Look, will you get out?
You can't put me out. It's not your house. I wish you could take her to your farm, Malcolm. She'd be company for the goat.
I have not got a goat.
Well, she could do the cooking.
My mother cooks for me.
Oh, don't mean for you. I mean for them 70 pigs.
Of your great-grandfather, Hamish Sinclair.
You mean me granddad's dad?
Aye, and your Uncle Angus's father, too.
Oh, he's very like a granddad, Jim, don't you think so?
Yes, he's old in a bottle. Hey, who's this funny-looking skinny lad on the donkey?
That is your Uncle Angus.
Yeah, but who's sitting on his back?
Jim, please stop it.
Comical wee fellow.
Yes, I come from a comical family. Hey, ma'am, look at this one.
That is me on my wedding day.
No, I mean the woman holding the bunch. It's a good one, isn't it?
Oh, who was that on the telephone, dear?
It was Malcolm phoning from the farm. He's just had another litter of pigs.
Get away? How is the proud father?
You and your jokes. He told me to tell you he enjoyed the afternoon, Flora.
Well, that must have taken him at least 3 minutes. What else did Charlie Chatterbox have to say?
Jimmy, will you keep quiet?
Well, Patty seems to have taken quite a fancy to Susan.
I knew it. He said he wanted to take her to the farm. The next thing is he'll be buying her a ring to put through her nose.
Jimmy, that's enough.
Now, you shouldn't talk like that about Susan, Jimmy. And what else did he say, Angus?
Well, he's invited us all to spend the day with him on the farm tomorrow.
Oh, hey, that's good. I'll be able to have a ride up. You what? Tomorrow's Saturday.
I know that, boy. Anyway, I told him we'd all be there for lunch.
Oh, good.
Well, you can tell him me and me granddad will be there for supper.
What do you mean?
After we've come back from the football match.
Don't talk nonsense. We're on our way back by tea time, so you can forget about any football match.
You what? Miss the Rangers and Celtic just to see Daft Malcolm and his performing pigs?
Jimmy, how dare you?
Well...
You can go to a football match any time at home. You'll be at that farm tomorrow with the rest of us. And if I hear another word about football, I'll smack your bottom.
You'll hear another word about football from me granddad when he gets in. Who's going to smack his...
That'll do.
It's freezing outside. I think we're in for a bad weekend.
You're not kidding. Instead of watching the Rangers tomorrow afternoon, we're all going muck spreading.
You are? Jimmy, one more word out of you and you'll be sorry.
Well...
Not another word.
Hey, something to...
Hey, don't you come sneezing in here.
I'm sorry, but
Yes, you fell in the room with germs. Will you please get out?
Come on, Alfie. Me, you and your germs will go and watch the telly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair.
Will you please get out? Flora, is the gargle in the kitchen or the bathroom?
What a way to go on, just because you sneezed.
You know, I forgot he was like that. Your Auntie Flora was saying yesterday that he does all this keep fit stuff, but he's terrified of catching a cold. He's only got a cough once and he has a day in bed.
Well, it's a blooming pity he couldn't catch flu before we... Hey, that's it. If he has to stay in bed tomorrow, he can't take us to the farm and we can go to the match.
Farm? Well, what are you talking about?
I'll tell you after. Did you get that electric blanket for your mum and dad?
Aye, did I? I put it in our room.
Good. Well, I'll borrow it tonight. Uncle Angus is in for a bit of a shock. Bring it in, Alfie. They're all downstairs. There's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, but... I still can't see how this will give Uncle Agnes a cold.
It won't. He'll just think he's got one. Anyway, don't argue. Get the electric blanket under his sheet while I put the sneezing powder on his pillow.
Hey, but what if he smells it?
He's got no smell.
Hasn't he? Hey, no, you're right.
Oh, quiet, you fool. Get that blanket under his sheet.
All right, I'm doing it.
And hide the wire under the carpet near the door so that I can just open the door, put my arm round and switch on when he's asleep tonight. He'll be in bed at 9:30. I'll switch on at 10, and by tomorrow morning he'll be nicely cooked.
Oh. Yeah, but when he wakes up at 6:00, he'll realise what's happened.
He won't, you know, because you'll switch it off at 5:30.
Oh, I see. Well, you what? But me switch it off?
Yes, he'll never hear you. Auntie Flora says he sleeps like a log.
Yeah, and so do I. I'm not getting up at 5:30.
No, you're getting up at 4:15, so don't forget to put your alarm on. Look, you've got to do your share. I've told you, if we go to that farm, you and Susan are finished. In no time at all, she'll be married to Farmer Mac, the pig fancier. Hey, Alfie, what time is it?
Yeah, you are.
What time is it?
Where's me watch? 7:05. Look, go back to sleep. I'm tired. I've been awake since 5:15, except when I went to sleep.
He didn't hear you switch it off then?
Oh, I told you before. Go to sleep.
I'm not tired. Funny, isn't it? Every other morning, he's dragged us out of bed, and now we've nobbled him, and I can't get to sleep.
Ah, well, I can, so shut up.
Well, for once, it's nice to think we won't hear that horrible voice shouting, "Come on! Come on! Time to get up! Time to get up!"
Come on! Time to get up!
Oh, no! Uncle Angus! Get to bed! You're ill! I mean, a cold! You're cold! Sweating!
What are you blathering about? Have you out of bed now? Come on! You've got a lot to do before we go to the farm today.
Jimmy, it's not work. He's cooled off. He's not hot. He must have fused.
Come on now! I don't want any trouble with you. I'm having enough trouble with Peter.
Me grandad? What's wrong with him?
Well, he said I was an old woman because I complained about the draught from the bedroom window last night, so he insisted on changing beds with me.
What? Me grandad slept in your bed?
Aye, and there he is this morning, sneezing the house down, pouring with perspiration.
Oh, dear.
I'm just going down to get him a glass of whiskey.
Well, while you're at it, get one for Alfie.
I don't need whiskey.
You will do when me grandad finds your electric blanket.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, with Derek Giler, John Laurie and Molly Weir. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred, as usual, Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself. Thank you.